tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Really? You're just going to let me do the dancing?
I'm singing along.
I was waiting for the music to go down, but I guess I missed my cue. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. This is Season 5, Episode 10, House of Cards, and I'm your host, Fern Rone, for this evening, and I'm joined by the lovely and the fabulous.
Hey, everybody. I'm Christy Olsen.
Hello, everyone. Grant Rutter here.
And I've taken over the hosting reins, and let's see how it goes.
It's already off to a good start. Don't worry.
We got our poker faces on, so you won't even know.
I know. We're actors. We're actresses on this side of the table.
So I'm like, I guess I'm Brandy. I'm the loose cannon.
Uh-oh. Did you take your pills today, girl?
Well, it was a good episode. What are you guys
saying?
It was great.
We were shouting at the screen.
We had to do a couple replays.
It was intense. So it started in one of Grant's favorite places, Santa Barbara, where the ladies were off for a spa. It seemed like morning because
it must have been early.
Because Eileen eventually left and went to work. But they took a car there, they took a car back, and they got some spa treatments, which sounds nice. You've been to that place, right?
Or we're aware of that. That's about that area and that place. I used it kind of as like a model for something I was writing, but it's about 4.5 hours away from LA, so it's quite a drive just to go to the spa in that place, but it really is beautiful. Like, I mean, right on the California coast. That what you picture when you think of like a cliffside hotel. I mean, really beautiful. It doesn't look like they spent a night.
No,
but they went for a day, I guess. I mean,
Eileen just went for the drive.
She like sat on the table 5 minutes, was like, all right, bye. I gotta go back to CBS. But I applaud her for going because the other two, well, Lisa Vanderpump was there. But, I mean, you know, Yolanda's been in New York. Right. So it's kind of strange. I don't think we've had all these women together, have we?
At one point, all seven of them, I don't think.
Was I think in the beginning.
The barbecue, maybe, at the very beginning?
Yeah, it's been a while.
That was a long time ago.
That's a lot of housewives, right? Does any other housewives show have that many?
They usually go about 5 to 7,
That's a lot to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's offering up a lot of drama.
It sure is, because first of all, they took the car ride there where they talked about their privates. That was interesting. What we've learned is Harry likes it hairy. Does it seem
Who knew?
To you?
Who knew?
Oh, Lord.
Now everybody does.
Does it seem to you, maybe it's just me, but when Brandy says something disgusting, sometimes she says things that are funny, but sometimes when she says something disgusting, she's on my nerves. But when Lisa Rinna says it, I laugh. Right? I think it's adorable.
We've just heard so much garbage being spewed from Brandy's mouth that you're kind of like, shut up, Brandy.
Yeah.
Right? Lisa usually plays it fairly straight. Well, so it's kind of fun to see her busting out the hairy, you know.
I think you're right. I think Brandy's looking for shock value, and where Lisa's just looking for a good laugh.
Mm-hmm. That perfect observation. That's true.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's genuine personality versus pushing too much personality.
Exactly.
You know, I'm all for looking into these women's lives and looking at their homes and their marriages. But what's going on downstairs grooming-wise, I'm just not interested in. I mean, I don't need to know that. But it didn't, when they were guessing what Lisa Vanderpump's situation was below the zipper, I was kind of questioning, I wonder what would be going on with her. She's such a particular person. And then I quickly stopped caring.
Right? There was 1 second of wonderment, and then we were like, okay.
Yeah, let's,
okay,
and then you went next, back to
let's
living
not
your
go
life.
There.
That's the one thing. When these women get together, they are not afraid to like lose their class.
No.
They will use that word loosely, especially after this episode. But I mean, it's like they do go there, and they talk about a lot
they
of sex.
They do, because then there was the car ride home, and it was onto fantasies. And it was like, I don't really need to know this about them. Yeah. I mean, especially, I love how Brandy's fantasy just stopped them all in their tracks.
That is off the rails. It's like the roller coaster that just goes off. What?
It's so true. Yeah.
Ickyville
is right.
And also the whole, she's always just spewing like, oh, cheating is horrible and my husband cheated on me and it's so awful. And that was like the absolute last thing you expected her to say, right?
Exactly. Ooh. Exactly.
Because and she even mentioned her ex-husband. Right. Like, you know, now I just think she's at home fantasizing about, like, Eddie and Leanne getting it on.
Right.
Right?
Well, right? Well,
and she's going to stand and watch until it's over.
Yeah, she's a masochist. That's what she is. Yeah. Like, I thought last week when she was even watching their show that was masochistic, but this is what we're learning about her, I think.
Listen, if anyone forced themselves to watch that first episode of Eddie and Leanne's show, that is some self-hatred.
You're a true masochist.
Shout out to the commenters who kind of filled us in last week on their experience with the show. It doesn't seem like it really rocked anyone's world, and it was kind of like here and there and gone.
Yeah,
and we have one little commenter, Joe, who's always
Joe Bojan.
He's always
we love our commenters. Yeah. Thank you.
And he's like, I don't know how Grant can do both episodes, Celebrity Apprentice and this one with Brandy. But we do the show together.
But you guys said she's normal on that show. Sort of.
Shocking. It's shocking how well behaved she is.
Completing tasks and acting like a well functioning person.
I mean, she attempts to throw shade and she shows her teeth in her interviews, but she's not really engaging like she is on this show.
Right.
Even
with
Kenya? Not totally unfiltered. Yeah, even with Kenya, she's not totally unfiltered. Yeah.
And we've speculated that it may be because there's a lot of alcohol flowing on Real Housewives and not so much on Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, speaking of alcohol, so they get spa treatments. It wasn't that interesting. But then they go to a wine tasting. Who planned this? Do you think the producers planned that?
Oh,
because that's vicious.
I think so.
They knew what
they
was going on.
Everything. Yeah. They planned everything, and it would be a perfect conflict because here's this woman fighting alcoholism. Her sister's there. She's worried about her, and it's entertainment for us.
Right?
But it really was awkward.
If they're going with the guise of saying it was lunch, that was not lunch at all.
Right.
Somebody planned that specifically, and a producer could easily say, we're in wine country, Santa Barbara. It's known for their wine tasting. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have it all. That's like the thing to do, to go up there to do.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what they could argue, is that that's what you do in Santa Barbara, but I mean, not if we're alcoholics.
Right.
I mean,
she enjoyed her mango juice.
Right? It looks
poor
good,
Kim.
Though.
It did. But we all applauded her for, she got up and left, and then she said, I didn't feel, you guys can drink, you can enjoy yourself. What did she say? She's strong in her sobriety. So
really she knows her limits. Yeah, she acknowledged if she was uncomfortable that she would leave the situation.
Right. So we were applauding her in the beginning of the episode. Later on, we'll get to that. Meanwhile, back in New York City, Yolanda was with Gigi and Bella, and they're so cute. They really are. I feel like I just love Yolanda. I think she's so lovely. I don't know how interesting she is for this show, but she's just such a lovely person. The way she acts, the way she's with her daughter, she's so lovely.
Yeah, and her daughters are really a testament to that she is a good mom. And I mean, look how close they are. I don't have any siblings, and when I see Bella and Gigi, that kind of makes me I want a sister. And then Kyle and Kim come on and scream at each other, and then I'm like, oh, never mind, I'm good.
Right? See, I'm kind of tired of
Yolanda. You're tired of Yolanda.
And I want to propose a question to you two. Do you think that she is a big stage mom? Because to me, I was getting a little annoyed when we had to keep looking at all these pictures, and she was kind of like, in a subtle way, kind of like, not pitting the daughters against each other, but just kind of like, this one's going to do it her way, and then this one's on a bus, and then this one can do whatever she wants,
but
this one's doing it already. And it's kinda
if Yolanda had been an accountant her whole life, and then she's, saying who should pose for, commenting on their modeling, I would be like, she's a
that
stage mom
different.
And she needs to shut up. Mm-hmm. But this was her career. She knows what she's talking about.
Good point, yeah.
So.
But she has made some kind of crazy comments in the past about the girl's weight and being on diets and that she was worried.
Don't eat that cake. And,
Right, and she was worried because of the way that Gigi dressed, that maybe she was a lesbian. And,
oh, God.
Do you remember that?
Right,
yeah,
do,
so she's
yeah.
definitely been controversial about kind of being that behind the scenes mom.
Right, yeah. So maybe she's a bit of both. She's definitely not a Teresa Giudice.
Talentless
daughter.
She's not like getting those doors by the shoulders and pushing them in front of a camera.
Right.
But I mean, it's like, okay, like, I mean, I get that that's her thing and she's all about her daughters and I'm sure she's a good mother, but I'm just kind of like, all right.
Yeah.
You know, we see it now. Let's do something else.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like over her.
But, yeah, and how long is she going to stay in New York City?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just kind of like, okay, we've seen, the daughters are doing well.
Yeah.
Let's go to something else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Moving on. Right. So there really wasn't much to talk about, Yolanda.
No, I mean, I think they think that Gigi is a big pull.
Yeah.
I think that they think that she'll bring in the young viewers. You know, mm-hmm. she's a fashion icon of the millennials, apparently,
right,
according
she was
to
told
was
by
Marie
the,
Claire
by a
magazine.
Photographer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they just have to stick that little bit in there for, like, the Cody Simpson fans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, the Cody Simpson fan, because that's her boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of other, let's slip in some news and gossip really quick here. Yolanda, her health, you know, when you hear about people's health, it kind of brings it beyond the show, beyond reality, beyond the stupid fighting. And she's been going through hell, hasn't she? Mm-hmm. Like, did I read this headline incorrectly? But it said that she's having issues being able to read and write now.
She can't read or write. She says she can't watch television. She basically can't process information.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is what she says. And she had this relapse started at around holiday time. Remember, she was in the hospital. And now she is actually in Singapore. David went there to film Asia's Got Talent. And in Singapore, they have some Lyme disease old school remedies and medications that are not FDA approved in America. So she's over there right now with David getting treatment. And hopefully it finally works for her.
Yeah.
You know, she's just got such a great spirit about
it. She does. Do you follow her Instagram?
Yes.
She's so positive and that's what I mean. She's so lovely. She's a positive person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she talks a lot about making this her platform and fighting to maybe get those drugs approved if they work for her with the FDA.
Yeah.
And I think she's one of those people where you see that she has this and you go, oh, God gave that to her for a reason.
Yes.
And she acknowledges that as well.
Right, she might be able to help a lot of other people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even with her attitude.
A good spirit.
And it makes you think, you know, you look at her ex-husband's house and Muhammad with all his money, and you look at her life, and you're in Malibu or wherever. She's in Malibu, right?
Oh, that house.
And it's like health is wealth. Like you can have all of that, but you can't read. If I weren't able to read, I would. You know, I love books as much as I love TV. I love books. Could you imagine if you were able to read your gossip, Bravo gossip?
Oh my God!
I know. Yeah.
Horrible. I'd be in the hospital too, y'all.
Right.
Well, we wish her a speedy
recovery. Yeah, we do wish her a
speedy
recovery and
good
health. I hope
that it's quick. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it will be, but I really hope it is for her sake. Because to have to relapse like that, to make all that progress, and then to have to start from the beginning is just so frustrating.
So frustrating. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm wondering if this will eventually affect her ability to be on the show.
Right.
You know, she's always talked about how bad it is, and it seemed like when they haven't been shooting have been times when she's really been hit the hardest.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if it'll eventually be the reason why she has to leave the show.
Right, if they're taping and she's going through that, what that would do,
Mm-hmm.
Well, we wish you the best, Yolanda, truly and completely good health. So speaking of other health issues, on a much lighter note, we're going to move on to poker night and other health issues such as alcoholism, perhaps. Well, we see. You know, it's so interesting because you see the car ride of Lisa and Kim and the car ride of Brandy and Kyle. And Brandy and Kyle are talking about, you know, Kyle saying, oh, we're able to have such an open discussion now about Kim's alcoholism. And Brandy saying, that's what helps her. That's why she's doing so well. Doing so well. Cut to the other car. And she's getting into a fight with Lisa Rinna. How can you fight with Lisa Rinna? Come on. It was awkward.
Yes, it was scary.
It was scary.
It was so weird.
Lisa was completely thrown off in that car.
She was thrown off.
And she doesn't not know what to do very often.
Yeah, yeah. She just, like, from the minute she sat down in that car, she knew something was off.
Right.
Very intuitive.
Right.
Although Kyle didn't seem to notice for quite a while once they finally got to poker.
Kyle was like, she was so concerned about trying to prove that she was smart and she could do math and she could play poker and she knew which cards to use. It's like, oh my God, shut up.
She was
sorry.
Like a little too defensive about her intelligence and her
ability
to play cards. Like,
anyone's ever accused her of being too smart, so.
Right.
I don't know. Like I said last week, I'm just kind of
over
Kyle. I'm kind of done. I don't know what else to say with her. Yeah. And this week really just, it didn't make her look any better.
No.
Yeah, you don't think? My heart broke for her, actually. I really felt for her. But we can get into that.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, there were the two car rides. And what did you think? Were they acting? Were Lisa and Kim acting?
I don't think they know.
I don't think they know either. Exactly.
No. And it was hard to pinpoint where it all took the turn to.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, everything seemed fine. There was a lot of bleeping, but then all of a sudden, it just went south.
I mean, is that an acting exercise? If I tell you to go F yourself?
Right.
And then I stare back at you. Yeah. And then
I think Lisa Rinna was just like, "Let me go. I'm trapped in this SUV. I'm gonna go with it. I'm not gonna get in a fight with this chick.
Right. Just do what she says.
Yeah, I'm just gonna just go with it." And she probably thought they weren't even gonna use that,
right? Yeah, you know. Maybe.
But it ended up carrying over and spilling over into the night. So unfortunately, that awkward situation made it to TV.
But you know what I wish Lisa would have done is texted Kyle on the DL or something. "Hey, P.S. Just be waiting
something's
at the door to take
right.
your sister home."
Well, she didn't want to get involved. She didn't want to get involved, though. Yeah. And I don't kind of blame her, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not her place. It's not her sister. And, you know, I mean, Kim's not going to admit that she has anything going on. So it's right. like, whatever, then go ahead.
But she did kind of, she admitted later that she took something for pain. Right, which right. she should not be taking any pills.
Right. Mm.
So who knows?
She's going through so much yeah. with Monty.
And Monty's still living, right?
He is. Yes. And they didn't really touch on it. They said he's been gone a lot, so I don't know if he was in the hospital or if he's under hospice care. And then she was saying that he was home the evening
later
of the poker night. But he's not doing well, and you can just see how much it's affecting her.
Yeah.
And not just the sadness, I think, of the losing him and all that, but taking care of him is clearly wearing on her.
It is.
As it would anyone.
Yeah. Right. Let's just be fair to Kim before we get into all of this, that she could have things going on that aren't public, that aren't on TV, as on top of the, you know, potentially the love of her life passing away, even though they are divorced. I mean, she's still there.
She
pretty
speaks
tight.
Of him so fondly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, before we get into it, I mean, I'm sure there are other things that are happening in her defense, but still doesn't really warrant her being so erratic and like you said, taking medication.
Right. She clearly doesn't have the coping mechanisms. Plus, she can't drink. Plus, she can't take pills. Right.
Mm-hmm. She's, yeah.
Although, Kim, you know, maybe it speaks to the fact that she was sober and was really keeping her sobriety if one pill did her in that much.
Oh, is that how it works? Okay.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, maybe, you know, your tolerance is down, you're not used to it anymore, and maybe she did just take one pain pill?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know how it works, really, but I just feel like, maybe she's super sensitive to it now that she's been clean for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought watching her actions at that table, I thought she was, like, at least two cocktails in, and that was with, like, a very low tolerance. I have someone who hasn't drank in a while. I figured, like, that's kind of like how someone could behave, like, two cocktails in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Plus smoking, which always enhances.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
What she was doing.
She looked cute. Puffing on that cigar.
Yeah,
though.
She looks great.
See, I don't like women smoking. It just doesn't do anything for me. I was like, oh, you look like a man smoking that cigar. I mean, it's just whatever.
It was poker night.
Yeah, I mean, it was
with you. Don't smoke. It's no joke.
But with looking at her, though, with the pain pills, I wonder what she was on. Now, I had my wisdom teeth out recently, and I was on some pain medication. And I'm sure it was not as much of a dosage as what she had. I guess it was, you know, I'm not comparing, like, you know, if Monty gave her pills that he uses to fight his pain, I'm sure it's much different than having wisdom teeth removed.
She did say it was something the doctor gave her. She made it sound like it was something that she had been prescribed, but...
She said, "I'm in a lot of pain."
But what doctor prescribes a former addict pills?
Right.
But then, okay, well, I mean, I'm curious what pain medication it was, because, like, it doesn't really make you loopy as it makes you kind of, like,
so you didn't get into a fight with your sister at
No, it just made it made me feel it wasn't an upper. It was not an upper, you know, for me. I mean, I'm not saying I'm on the pain medication. I'm not, like, on the Kim Richards cocktail. I'm not on anything.
The Kim Richards specialty.
But, I mean, I'm just saying it was, like, pain medication is not really an upper to be that much of like the life of a party. Like, I wasn't getting ready to go out.
Right.
She you're right. She was jumping up and screaming and wooing.
Yeah.
Just
she
saying.
Was the life of the party.
She certainly was wooing and kissing Brandy and
Brandy's on her own cocktail.
She's on the Brandy cocktail.
Yeah.
And Brandy didn't help. Brandy could have said, let's take it down a notch. Yeah. But she was up a few notches herself.
Right.
She was throwing back. And you said she was like gulping.
She was chugging that rosé in the car. I mean, have you ever seen someone just take... That's not how you drink wine, girl.
She's like,
grab
too
a beer if that's what you want to do. Ew.
She's too comfortable.
She said that she never drank before she got divorced, you know, before...
Oh, yeah, I buy that.
The Eddie scandal. I don't know.
I bet she didn't take pills or swear either before she got divorced.
I bet she was very pious.
Yeah. You just see her in the kitchen with her apron on and a big smile. No.
Right. Yeah. What did you think of her speech? when she won that the first award of her life, probably.
Those women prodded her. They wanted her to get up and slur and sound like a dumb butt and say something rash and terrible like she usually does.
And maybe Kyle
wanted her to take the heat off of Kim a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
And maybe that's what she was trying to do. Maybe she thought, hey, I'm going to get 10 times drunker and then Kim will look sober.
Yeah, this one's like a
sideshow.
That's
Brandy's way of being a good friend.
Yeah. Now, what do we think of Eileen's actions at the table? Because her reactions were pretty, like, judgmental, and she wasn't really, like, in my opinion, like, enjoying it very much.
Mm-mm. No, she didn't say much.
Do you find her to be a little prudish?
I find her to be a little shy, a little perhaps turned off by this rambunctious
group.
Yeah. Overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And a little turned off because somebody said a few things and she didn't react because I think she is not into it.
Well, yeah, Brandy said at one point, I should have sex with your husband. I mean, and all Eileen said was no, right? Yeah. Or like, I don't think so, maybe not. Yeah. And that's surprising. I mean, that's quite a statement to make.
I think she's probably just normal. She has a great job. She's on this great soap opera that's still, two soap operas that are still doing well. She doesn't need to get into fights on reality TV to be current or relevant or get paid. So
she's getting paid more than the rest of them. So she better start throwing some zingers.
She better start.
The producers are probably pissed she didn't run with
that.
Feed into it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then Lisa, Rinna, and Kim also had another awkward exchange at the poker table. Did you know, right? You
know, oh, yes.
And Lisa, Rinna, being smart, didn't feed into it. I mean, she was going to go there. You felt it a little. She was saying, and then she said, no, I'm fine.
She's bottling it up. And we saw in the preview for the season that it's all going to come to a wine-throwing, accusation-filled dinner at Sir, I think, or somewhere. So she's bottling it up, but she's going to blow.
I think Kim is definitely jealous of Lisa Rinna's marriage and her success. Yeah. I mean, they're both in the same industry and... You know, Lisa has had a more steady career at this point. Obviously, I think overall Kim's probably had a more, you know, maybe
overall substantial.
But I mean, you know, it's like sometimes people kind of fade and come and go. And, I think that there's a lot of jealousy there between those two. Just
that's
because they were talking about the acting and the, you know.
Yeah,
the,
and Kim was like, do you think I could do it? Right? And so then, and then Lisa was kind of like, this girl's off her rocker. Let me say whatever she wants to hear. And she was saying, oh, yeah, you could get right back into it. You're an actress.
She said, you're acting all the time.
Right. I thought Kim would get more mad at that.
Yeah. Is that a read? I don't know. I was hoping it was a read. But I don't know if it was. It went over Kim's head.
Well, it's kind of sad to see Kim being so insecure. You know, she was this fabulous actress and she has been very accomplished in it, and to hear her kind of be like, oh, I don't know if I can do that anymore, it's like, oh, Kim, you can do it, come on, girl.
She's so beat down, she needs to love herself more. Well, so then there was the push heard around the world. So way it happened was Kim decided that she was going to, or no, Kyle got up from the table, went into the bathroom, and then Kim followed her, right? And then they had a private conversation with microphones on, thankfully.
Yeah, I know, of course. That is like 101. Don't you really? You've been on the show now for five seasons. Come on.
Every other reality show, they turn their mics off and they have to come up with that black screen that says, at this point, Kyle and Kim turned off their microphones. Well, they don't have to do that on Real Housewives because these girls are hardcore.
I want to know who Kyle was going to call because she had her phone out. She was going in there like it was like a phone booth. I want to know who
Mauricio.
Call.
Or Kathy.
What are they going to do? I mean, what do you do?
Kyle's, she probably just wanted to tell someone, like, I'm so upset. Upset right now. She probably just wanted to talk to somebody else besides.
Yeah. You know what? I bet it was her sister Kathy. I was thinking Mauricio, but you know, Kathy's kind of the older sister. She's the one who sets them straight and kind of acts very motherly, and they acknowledge that she's kind of the motherly role. Yeah. So maybe she's going to go, Kathy, come pick up your drunk sister.
Right, maybe.
You know?
You brought up a really good point. You kept saying that Kyle kept saying,
I've been down this road. I don't want to do this.
I'm getting embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's like, you're getting embarrassed. Shouldn't you say, like, you know, this is embarrassing for my sister?
Right. And excuse me, Miss Charmed Life. Like, your sister's ex-husband is dying. She's been through rehab. She is an addict. Like, chill out. Like, I'm sorry that your feathers got ruffled a little bit, but go help your sister.
Typical Kyle. Kyle.
That she's self-absorbed.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like you said, just ruffling feathers, like, it's upsetting Kyle. It's like, well, let's address the situation at hand. Mm-hmm. You know, like, deal with your emotions afterwards. And right. let's, you know, let's, your sister's acting out on national TV with a camera crew at somebody else's house. She may or may not be intoxicated or have something going on at this point we didn't know. I mean, it's like, you know, deal with your embarrassment and your personal later. Feelings later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
I don't know. I gotta say, I really felt for Kyle because I think all of the eyes were probably as she was reflecting later in her voiceover in the, you know, one-on-one interview. She was saying, they probably asked her, how did you feel at that moment? She's probably saying, I was embarrassed. I was feeling this. If you're, mm-hmm. you know, when your sibling, you love like you would do anything for them. And so if they're hurting, you're hurting. If they're embarrassing themselves, you're embarrassed. So in Kyle's defense, I really did feel for her. I felt mm-hmm. like she wanted to make it okay for Kim, and she was really hurting. I felt sorry for her because she was obviously of a clear mind and knew what yeah. was going on and was feeling the pain.
Did you feel less sorry when they played that old clip again that we've all seen a million times and it still makes me cringe when they're in the limo cringe. And Kyle tells everybody that Kim is an alcoholic?
You love that clip.
I actually really love that God. Clip. Yeah, I think it's great.
Doesn't it just still just make you go like, but oh, it does no. because you're like, don't say it.
We're all smart enough to know what's fake and what's not, and right. that was so real. Yeah, the look on Kim's exactly. face was like, I can't believe you just said that on national yeah. TV.
Yeah, so real.
I think it's great. I think it's one of the more real moments, and it's like it stays true to this day, 5 seasons in.
It's their reality.
It's
yeah.
their reality. If that's what they're coming on the show to do, is to show their lives, then that is their truth.
Yeah,
that is their family history, and that's Kim's, you know, cross to bear. I mean,
yeah. What about Kyle being like, our mother taught us not to talk about our problem, you know, maybe it's not, it's right or wrong, but she said, our mother taught us not to talk about our problems, not to air them in public.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're on a reality show with your alcoholic sister. That makes so much sense. That's yeah. consistent with your mother's advice.
Well, and Brandy kind of actually made a couple good points there, yeah. you know, about that kind of keeping it in the closet and allowing Kim to continue that behavior and right. bringing the shame. I mean, you know, it was a
bringing
quick,
it out.
Little yeah. second where Brandy made a good point.
Yeah, she mm-hmm. did, where bringing it out is probably helping her, right. was helping her.
Right.
Who knows
right.
going forward, but mm-hmm. yeah. And Brandy also made the point that Kim and Kyle, there's an intense jealousy. I don't know if, do you think there is? That growing up, it was the acting jealousy.
I hadn't made that observation before.
You yeah. have?
But, no, I hadn't.
I
but
hadn't
once
either.
She said it, I kind of thought, yeah, you Maybe. Might have a point there.
Maybe.
I don't know. What do you think? I know that she's close with Kim, so maybe she has different insight that we don't. I mean, I have not hung out with these women personally.
Not lately.
Yeah, man. So I don't know, but I just feel like, it's a little reaching to speak to a sisterly bond, a right. sisterly relationship. I don't know. I mean, she knows them, but has she known them throughout their lives? Has she known right. them for 25 years? Right. I just don't know
How
if that was really
that?
Accurate. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
The acting career would kind of seem to be the only thing that Kyle could be jealous of, because kind of in all the other areas of life, Kyle sort of won. You know,
right.
she's got the rich hubby yeah. that she's been with for a long time and all these gorgeous daughters that behave themselves. And
mm-hmm. Exactly.
But she could just be wildly jealous of the career. You know, we saw tonight that Kyle is very threatened by, you know, someone saying, oh, you're not smart or you're this and that.
Yeah.
Maybe she feels like she hasn't ever really accomplished a whole lot. You know, what is she? She's yeah. a reality star. She owns this boutique, but that's because she's got the money to do so.
Right.
Her acting career never took off. She talks about how she had wanted to go to college and just never quite did it because right. of the acting. So I think she's super insecure
yeah,
about her kind of role
in
life. So maybe she is jealous of Kim.
Yeah, maybe. But not anymore. Not on both of them. I think Kyle would say, you can have the acting career and I'll have the sober, you know, control of my life.
Right.
All the other good things. Poor Kim. I don't know.
What well,
do you guys think
then,
gonna...
then it got physical.
Right.
I know. My favorite part was when
now we're on to the most exciting part.
When Brandy had to walk through that house with a piece of pizza on wax paper.
So we had to rewind this just to watch it more than
we
once.
We rolled it back a couple times.
To
yeah.
figure
so
out exactly
what
happened. And we did observe right. that it seemed that Kyle kind of pushed Brandy first.
Twice.
Okay.
Yeah. Put her hands on
she
Brandy
swatted
twice before Brandy really pushed her away.
But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't have a sister, but I have a brother. And if he were going through a hard time and someone got in between me and him, I would be like, get out of here. Like, this is, I need to speak to him. Get
out
of
here. But if there were reality TV cameras there and you knew that making it worse would just make better TV, would that make you go, you know what? I'm going to wait until she gets home and then I'm going to go to her house and make sure she's truly okay.
Yeah, well, you may not be thinking that clearly, though, if you're really, if you're really caught up in it.
Because that's then Brandy pushed Kyle and she did not react. And I was like, I have to give it to Kyle for not running after her and being like, get away from my sister. This is a family thing. This is between us. And don't you dare push me. And like, I would have killed Brandon.
Ooh, don't mess with Fern's siblings.
I mean, really? I mean, that's that's beyond friendship. That's beyond reality TV. Yeah. This is her sister going through something difficult. And this pain in the neck, other drunk one, vulgar one, is in the way, acting like she's such good friends to Kim. Give me a break.
So you give Kim, excuse me, you give Kyle credit for not like lunging after her.
I do. I really do.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I don't give her really much credit from my end, because I'm just like, why are you holding back? Like, you know, I wouldn't be okay if someone pushed me to stand there and take it and then just wait for the right time. Like that, I just don't react that way.
What would you have done?
I would have gone out. It would have been a good TV show.
For me too. That's why I give Kyle credit, because I'm like, she was restrained and
I feel like she did. I feel like she shouldn't have been. I don't.
You think
like,
she should have?
Yeah, I given don't. It yeah, to. I think it actually, in my opinion only, I think it looks bad on her for not doing it, for not going crazy.
Somebody's been watching too much New Jersey.
I am from the East Coast, so I'll use that as my excuse.
They don't get physical standard in Beverly Hills very often.
Well, yeah. So she pushed her. She pushed her good. There were a few stairs there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Grant wants to do a reenactment.
I know. We have a little platform right here. I'll fall off the stairs.
Let's
for a minute.
Do it. Maybe we'll get our own reality show.
Oh, yeah.
So then I'll be the one that chugs rosé. Just kidding.
So what happened after that? Was she waiting for a car? Because she went with Lisa. And Lisa Rinna was staying, so I guess.
Did her and Brandy go off in a car together?
I don't know. I think Brandy stayed. I don't know.
Because I want to see it blow up between Kyle and Brandy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it will.
Yeah, it will. So we have to see what happens next week. But Kim left, and it's pretty sad.
I hope Kim's okay. Yeah,
interesting and
it
entertaining.
Was interesting. Yeah. I always get into a physical moment. Why not? I think it was good.
It was good.
Good TV, and no one really, really got hurt.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's not
it's fairly harmless.
Right, yeah. Except emotionally.
Yeah. Really, I just want to see, I just would have so much more respect for Kyle if she reacted to that situation.
I'm surprised she didn't. I don't know how she
Maybe
that.
She was afraid to break some of the ugly decor in Eileen's house.
And there
she was
so
she was
much
afraid someone would be knocked off the table, or, you know, one of those ugly paintings would come off the wall.
There was a lot in that house. There's a lot of big furniture. There's a lot of paintings and photos and
knickknacks,
picture frames and lamps.
Every on the wall, there's not an empty space.
No.
Yeah. So much so they had to start blurring people's faces out because they just couldn't get enough clearance. Like the poor PA who was just like, right. I'm sorry, I couldn't get all these. Like some of these people are just seized. Like, you know, really, I mean, there's just like so many people on the wall. Like, I can't. I'm sorry. I did what I could.
He gave up.
In the post-production, they're like, oh, God, who's this now? Do we get
have
a signature
to pay for this
from
photo?
Him?
Yeah, right?
Oh, God.
And they gave up. Yeah, there was just so much stuff and so many knickknacks and, like, things that could have been thrown, but they weren't.
It was very middle America. It was like a grandma's house. You know?
It was. How would you decorate it, Grant?
Well, it wasn't
clean lines.
It wasn't what I was thinking of when you think of a Malibu mansion by the beach. But, I mean, that's her personal thing. So, to style, and, I mean, no hate.
Yeah.
It's her house. Good for her.
We don't care for the way she dresses either, so.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
I don't know. I think when these housewives, real quick, I'll just say, I think when the housewives come on the show for the first season, and this is across the board, like all the seasons, I feel like some of them could use a little help initially. Yeah. You know, I feel like a lot of these people get things lent to them, or maybe a stylist helps them, or something like that. They have a good friend on the side who helps dress them. So I feel like across the board, you know, sometimes these people need a little extra help.
Yeah.
But I mean, Eileen's a beautiful woman, and I'm just used to seeing her on the soaps and the glamorous clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my standard was set high,
right?
Basically. And, you know, I you know, she looks okay, but I mean, the hat thing the other few weeks ago, maybe we can lose that next season.
Right, So maybe in future seasons, Eileen will improve. But anyway, moving on to...
I have a little bit more news and gossip. Yes, I think we have a couple things we wanted to touch on.
TV news.
So, Adrian Maloof former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, who we were supposed to see this season, but we haven't really, 53 years old, has broken up everyone with her very young boyfriend. What was he, 25. They were together for a year and a half. And the rumor is that he was hooking it up with Paris Hilton. So we'll see if
there
that
were reports
was truly
that he was
the case.
Leaving her house, right?
Yes, yeah. And so she's still going to be running into him because her and Paris are neighbors. So.
Yeah, and how old is Adrian?
She's 53.
Now, what would she have in common with someone 25 years old?
Well, you're 25, right?
Yeah.
What are you looking for, sugar mama?
Adrian, talk about.
I don't know what we would talk about.
The other housewives, probably.
Yeah, right? I really don't know, but I would want to go to that hotel in Vegas. I would do that.
You would
But I mean, what what do you have? I mean, you know, I'm not saying she's old, but she has a lot of life experience. Right. I mean, he's so young and, like, it's like, what do you, like, there's children involved.
Well, she has said that, you know, if people were making comments about the age difference, and she said, it's always something. If I were dating a rocket scientist, they would say, why hasn't he taken you to the moon yet? I can appreciate her attempts to make a good argument, but I think that would
She's just too young for you, Adrian. Sorry.
Right.
Moving on.
Well, you have a little something about Kim, right?
Oh, yeah. So Kim wants to reinvigorate her acting career. We saw some of these skills with Lisa Rinna, or lack thereof. But now we're going to see Kim in Revenge, I believe, on the 23rd of January. Is that correct?
The 25th.
Oh, 25th. Thank you for that clarification. Yeah, so she'll be there playing a society friend of Victoria Madeline Stowe.
Okay.
So
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see.
So we'll have to check
for those
that
of
out.
You who are still hanging on to Revenge.
God bless you.
It's even for me, it's tough. I mean, I can't right now. I'm watching Empire and I'm really into that. That's kind of replaced that. That's such a good show. You should check it out. But go ahead.
All
right.
Well,
and then
one more news, little blurby. Joanna Krupa is suing Brandy. We all know they've been back and forth on Watch What Happens Live about, you know, the smelly situation and all that. So Joanna is finally suing her for slander, emotional distress, libel, and I don't know how she's going to win with all the things that she has said about things that have gone back and forth with each other. I don't know who's going to come out victorious, but it's going to cost them both a lot of money in the courtroom.
This episode of this after show, we've talked about privates more than any other after show in history.
Joanna?
Hey, I do Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. So maybe not.
You're giving your own for your money.
This girl, Joanna, is trying to hang on to her relevancy card because the Real Housewives of Miami are on like permanent hiatus.
5-year hiatus.
Yeah, and there's no sign of that show
coming
back.
Sign of life,
The ratings have always been junk for that show. I do the panel for these shows. I enjoy the Real Housewives franchise, but that is one show I could never get into. I could never deal with that, and I'm not impressed by her. She's a beautiful girl.
She is, but
I don't know anything else about
her.
Brandy, I choose to keep it that way.
Well, Brandy originally made the comments in November of 2013, and then she repeated them last month,
right?
Which reignited it. So Joanna must be like, yes, I'm relevant again. Let me keep it going and file a lawsuit.
She loves it.
Go away.
They're not going to put you on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You've asked. Yeah. You tried to get in with the ladies.
Yeah.
I like you, and I'm sure you can get on Real Housewives of wherever you're from, but not... Mm-mm.
She is definitely not a Beverly Hills housewife.
No.
No way. Speaking of Brandy again, also, did you see that she was photographed with JR and her son Mason? They were holding hands. There's a photo in the Daily Mail, so maybe she's back with JR.
She claimed that he cheated on her, too.
Yeah. Right?
So stop being so wishy-washy, girl.
Right, she's not consistent with her feelings.
No, well, she'll never find happiness if she's going to keep dating people who cheat on her.
Yeah, that's a guarantee.
I mean, that's like 101.
Right, yeah. But, love 101. Come on, Brandy. You should be smarter than that. You were smart at poker. Well... Moving on to predictions.
Ooh, roll that effect.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So what do you say is going to happen next week?
Well, it doesn't look like much for Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, my God, I was cracking up in the previews when they're showing, you know, dramatic things, and then it's Lisa's preview, and she's like, we can't afford another dog, or we can't have another dog around here. It'll be too crowded. Like, that's your problem.
Lord,
that's your storyline. Please.
Yeah. No, especially now that we're in the thick of it and we're getting into some real drama.
Right.
Like, people with real problems.
Right. Who cares about your dogs?
Yeah, that would be like something you could have, like, on episode one, like, setting the scene. Like, here's an update. Like, we have all these dogs and we might want to get another one.
I think.
Good.
Big
Bye.
Deal.
Lisa,
no
Lisa saves the drama for the show that she executive produces, which is Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
She causes all kinds of craziness on there. I'm thinking she just saves it for
she's totally
what she's getting
it
paid for.
Oh, yeah.
This girl is totally phoning it in, and this is what gave her her title on Bravo, basically. Yeah. And this should be her bread and butter. This is why so many people are fans of her, and they tune in to see her, because we know, because we have so many commenters who love LVP, and nothing wrong with that, so she should be delivering.
Yeah.
Well, and she didn't want to come back for this season,
by
all accounts. And they convinced her, and I think she maybe was just like, yeah, I told you.
Yep.
I told you I didn't want to be in it.
Yeah.
I think she's trying to, like, be less relevant herself.
Mm-hmm. She's achieving that.
Right. So I'm really wondering what's going to happen if we left Brandy back at the house with Kyle. And if Kyle maybe will... if there'll be physical things again or just a screaming match. I mean, Brandy's got to be totally wasted by this point, and it's going to get a lot uglier, I'm guessing, right?
I want to know what Lisa Rinna is going to do, because I know she's going to have some words.
Yes, she's explaining, you know, in the car ride, she didn't seem right. So Kyle's probably like, why didn't you text me like you said?
Right, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Ooh, a lot to look forward to.
Well, Lisa Rinna's about to get schooled on being a real housewife. Right?
I hope Eileen can play a part of this. It's all going down her driveway.
Right.
I mean, I hope she's out there at least, like, checking out the scene. I mean, I know if I had all that drama going on outside my place, I'd have to be in the middle of it.
Right? You'd have to partake somehow.
Yeah.
Well, where can we find you?
Oh, hey, everybody. Tweet me at Christy Reports. Let me know what you think of the episodes. Just say hi. I'm a big retweeter.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants, and send me some tweets on what you're thinking, too. I'm curious. I want to know.
And you can find me on Facebook at Fern Ronay and on Twitter at Fern Ronay. And I also tweet, retweet, favorite. I'm a social media junkie, so find us.
Yes.
And we love, love, love your comments. So please continue to comment on YouTube. And thank you for joining us.
See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.